Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Around the circle.
That's the trouble around here. Talk, talk, talk.
David.
David.
David, Ole Miss is one win away from winning a national championship following a 10-3 whipping of Oklahoma in game one of the three-game championship round in the College World Series. This is another crossover podcast. I'm Ben Garrett. He's David Johnson. I write for the Ole Miss Spirit of On Three. He writes for Inside the Rebels of 247. Here they are, and give credit to Jack Doherty, but man, oh man, that offense came alive like it hasn't really in about 5 days or so. Back-to-back-to-back home runs there in the four-run eighth. But more than that, Ole Miss put it on Oklahoma, never let up, led from start to finish. And now they're one win away, David. One win.
Yeah, you said whipping. And whipping is exactly what it was. I mean, Jack Doherty? I mean, honestly, 2 days ago, who thought Jack Doherty was going to be your starting pitcher in game one of the World Series final? And Jack goes out there. I think he sets the first 15 batters down in a row. Kind of ran out of steam there in the sixth. But the bullpen came in. The bullpen did what it's been doing the entire postseason and even longer than that. I mean, Ole Miss just beat Oklahoma 10-3 in dominant fashion. And I got to tell you, they're going to win a national championship. A national championship in a major sport, not disputed for the first time since 1962. Now, women's golf won one last year. Great. But this is baseball. This is big. It's absolutely huge. And, you know, credit to whatever happened inside that locker room to turn that team around, because they are the best team in America right now.
Jack Doherty carried a friggin' no-hitter into the sixth inning. He did run out of gas and was probably left in too long, but at that point in the game, he had earned the right, I think, to at least give it a shot in this program and career-defining for Jack Doherty effort that he was putting forward, because he was just absolute nails. Mason Nichols came in, and the loudest I heard this stadium, because I'm up here in the press box just hanging out, watching these thousands and thousands of fans file out. And it was like 10-1 here in Omaha. And in this stadium, as loud as 2014 Alabama was, I'm not sure I've heard an Ole Miss crowd quite like this one. It was unique. It was championship quality. And now Ole Miss is right there. My God, they're right there. And I'm telling you, those back-to-back-to-back home runs, and Ole Miss is the first team since LSU in 1998 to do that. In the eighth inning?
Yeah, been a long time.
Holy cow. Holy cow. I thought this place, I mean, the bedlam in here, it's hard to describe.
Well, and shout out to TJ McCants. You know TJ wants to start as bad as anybody. And he came off the bench to start those back-to-back-to-back jacks. And, man, just kudos to the kid. Fantastic. And I mean, kudos to the whole team. I mean, how about Ole Miss coming out, scoring two in the first inning, one in the second, one in the third to set the tone. Jack Doherty mowing them down on the hill and then topping it off with four in the eighth and two in the ninth. That adds up to 10. 16 hits for the Rebels tonight. They left seven on base. 10 runs to 3 runs. And you know what? The mighty Oklahoma pitching staff that we heard so much about heading into this series, they lost a lot of that might tonight. They threw their ace tonight. They threw 5 different pitchers tonight. They will not wake up with a lot of confidence in the morning.
Tim Elko was 4-for-5. He had a home run, 24 on the year. My gosh, but here's the thing, David. You're better at this than me. You know I'm an overly emotional guy.
here we are potentially on Christmas Eve for Ole Miss fans, right? Tomorrow, this time tomorrow, Ole Miss could be national champions. When you hear that, you're all your many years around Ole Miss sports, what are you feeling right now? Because I'm feeling some type of way.
Yeah, I mean, you can't help but feel ecstatic. I mean, this is huge. This is big time for a great group of guys and probably the best-run program on the campus, in all honesty. Mike Bianco has done a fabulous job. And, you know, Ole Miss pitching looks good going into tomorrow. You're going to send Hunter Elliott to the bump? I don't think anybody lacks any confidence in what Hunter's been able to do. And you got plenty of arms in the pen. So, I mean, if you were to lose tomorrow and you go into Monday, there's not a chance in hell. There is not a chance in hell, I repeat myself, that Dylan DeLucia will not get the ball. He's going to demand the ball, Ben.
As he should. He's on a historic run, a truly historic run. I was looking up the stats earlier. He's allowed one earned run in just over 22 innings in the NCAA tournament, has DeLucia. In his 16.2 College World Series innings, he's been scored on once. He's one inning away from tying the event record for innings without a walk, and the record holder is Roger Clemens. And I say that to say I hope he doesn't pitch this weekend because that means Ole Miss lost on Sunday.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And we talked about the offense earlier. Eight different Rebels got hits tonight.
God.
Five different Rebels had multiple hits. Tim Elko, as you mentioned, he goes 4 for 5. But Peyton Chatagnier goes 3 for 5. Calvin Harris, 2 for 4. Kemp Alderman, 2 for 5. Justin Bench in the leadoff hole, 2 for 5. I mean, this was an incredible performance all the way around. And again, you know, what did the Rebels hit? 4 home runs tonight. 4 home runs, 3 of them in a row. That was putting an exclamation mark on the victory. And I feel good about them. I feel great about Ole Miss's chances moving ahead, and I think everybody does. Are we going to be nervous tomorrow on Sunday? Yes, absolutely. I was nervous tonight, really all the way up until the top of the eighth. So tomorrow's going to be a nail-biter. Oklahoma is a good team. They're not going to roll over and die. But, you know, and I heard this stat tonight. Oklahoma has a team earned run average above 5. No team has ever won a national title, the College World Series, with a team ERA over 5. And what Ole Miss did to them tonight only raised that team ERA.
Absolutely wild to be sitting here watching fans file out of the stadium, David, thinking that Ole Miss is where it is. And before the game started, got down here about 3 hours beforehand, in the sea of Ole Miss fans, like Rocco's, that Jell-O shot place right across the street from the stadium. I mean, they were one in, one out. And Blatt's, the bar, the beer and bar, that's right, that named after Rosenblatt Stadium, the old Rosenblatt Stadium here in Omaha.
Yeah.
It was packed out, people watching it there. And then the anticipation building up before the game, like these fans were, it was this communal energy that only comes around maybe once in a lifetime. And you felt it. It was, you could feel the excitement, the anticipation. And Ole Miss fans, this incredible sense of relief, but also this incredible sense of you've arrived at the place you've always wanted. And now that they're on the precipice, it's kind of a surreal feeling. You know, it makes you like wax poetic about like throwing baseball or watching games. You're going with your dad or your granddad to watch Ole Miss baseball games and stuff. And I know we cover it now, but it's hard not to get romantic about baseball above all other sports. And tonight was, my God, the most romantic day so far. I know it's corny and cheesy as shit, but the most romantic night ever for Ole Miss baseball. Can only be surpassed if they win again.
It's been fabulous. And I'll go on and hedge a bet here. The trainers tonight, they're going to be managers. They got to wash those unis again. They're wearing blue tops and white bottoms tomorrow.
Oh, they have to wear the same jerseys, right? I mean, at this point, you got to stick with what's working.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh, man. So what is your biggest takeaway?
Something else. If you deviate, with the uniforms, if you deviate from the uniforms and you drop a ball game, that's the reason, right? You're going to keep wearing the same thing, without a doubt. Now, what's my biggest take from tonight? Biggest take is Jack Doherty. I mean, he came out, he set the tone. They gave him the run support. I was very proud of him. For the first five innings, he was perfect, absolutely perfect. And I think giving him five innings, he probably gave Mike Bianco a couple more innings than what he anticipated. But that would be, I mean, he's my hero tonight, without a doubt. There's so many heroes. They're all heroes. I mean, everybody, every Rebel in the starting lineup, with the exception of Wood and Gonzalez, had hits. I mean, they stroked the ball. They were timely hits. They played great defense. This was just, I mean, almost a perfect game if you're an Ole Miss baseball fan. 10-3 over an Oklahoma team that, you know, really is as surprising being here as Ole Miss is, to be honest with you.
But arguably hotter than Ole Miss in the tournament.
No, I don't think they are. Look, they lost a game in the regional at Florida. They lost a game at the Super Regional against Virginia Tech. And now they've lost a game at the College World Series against Ole Miss. You know, if you're into numbers and things, I'll throw this one at you. Five of the last six College World Series champions have lost the first game of the championship series. So, you know, sleep on that tonight, but I still feel good. I mean, they've got to beat Hunter Elliott and Dylan DeLucia.
Oh, my God.
That's the call of the order for Oklahoma, and an Oklahoma lineup that, honestly, I wasn't that impressed with. If you keep them off the bases, they can't create this quote-unquote chaos that they're noted for. And that's how Ole Miss pitching handled them.
The turning point of the whole game felt like that Mason Nichols situation. Yeah, he let a run come in on a walk, but striking out their two-hole hitter, who's their best hitter, and then following that up with another strikeout, that to me was – I mean, Peyton Graham is inarguably one of the top three players in the College World Series, taking into account all of the Omaha Eight. And he's there, .341 batting average, crazy OPS, with the bases loaded as the potential go-ahead run, and a freshman strikes him out, then strikes out Blake Robertson, and you just felt like this was Ole Miss again, as it has been, since losing to Vanderbilt and getting into the tournament by sneaking in by the hair of their chinny-chin-chin. This is them again doing it, you know, doing it and just not giving in to adversity, overcoming everything, and just putting it to the opposing team.
Yeah, and I don't want to look ahead, particularly right now, because we're living it right now. Ole Miss fans are living this.
Yeah.
But, man, the pitching looks like it's going to be mighty dang good next year. I'll say that much. There are some great arms that are coming back that have proven themselves in this postseason. I'm excited about that. But right now, we're living this moment. I mean, this is absolutely incredible. I mean, this is it. I mean, what, since 1962? I mean, that has been 60 years. 60 years. Come on. There is nobody that isn't at least 65 years old that can remember that happening. That's amazing.
That's amazing. It's absolutely amazing. It's crazy.
Well, what I'm saying is it's amazing on a number of fronts if you think about it. 2 years, two national champions. Women's golf, baseball. I know women's golf doesn't compare to baseball, but they won a national championship last year, beat Oklahoma State. So if you can do that, that's amazing in itself. I think it sends a message that parity has arrived and Ole Miss has arrived and Ole Miss can win national titles in big sports. And what does it say about baseball in the state of Mississippi? I mean, we are Ole Miss fans. And, you know, I don't think Mississippi State shared their national title with Ole Miss fans last year. Don't recall that happening, nor should Ole Miss share theirs with Mississippi State this year if they win it all. But makes you feel mighty dang good being from the state of Mississippi. It really and truly does.
It's just wild because you and I've talked about this so many times at this point, but it's just wild that this is where this Ole Miss team is. We're not talking about 2009 being, what, five outs from Omaha. We're not talking about Texas and Ole Miss, that regional that really decided who was going to win the thing. Those are the two best teams in the country. On and on and on. There's so many moments, like the Bloody Monday with Tennessee Tech, or the ugly Game 3s in Fayetteville and in Tucson. And this is the team that overcame it all. And a lot of it had to do with sneaking into the tournament because Mike Bianco did what good program protectors do and went out there and campaigned to get his team in. And John Cohen, who is on the selection committee, is here in Omaha. And I overheard him saying as he's walking away from somebody, Mike can't screw it up. And by God, he's not. I mean, he is here. He got in. Everything that was going to happen to this program has been flipped completely on its ear. Now they're on the verge of history, David. History. And they've overcome so many We Are Ole Miss moments to do it, and exercise so many demons to do it. It's almost fitting that this team is the one that did it, only because of what all they've checked off the checklist. It's night just in that game itself. Adversity comes. You talked about adversity earlier this week when we were doing a podcast, and like it came, and a freshman said, "Nah, screw it, I ain't worried about it," and he went out there and stuffed.
I told you flat out. There was going to be a time when this team was going to have to deal with adversity. They lost a heartbreaker 3-2 to Arkansas and came back the next day and beat the Hogs 2-0 to get here. And we all saw what they did tonight. I mean, just it's absolutely incredible. Listen, I'll be honest with you. I mean, I'm 50 years old. I doubted I would ever see Ole Miss win a national championship in football, baseball, or basketball. I really doubted it. Right now, I feel like I'm about to see it. And I'll say this too, Ben. You know, a lot of Ole Miss fans kind of looking at Oklahoma, you know, as threatening simply because they won their three games and they got there and they have the day rest. And, you know, we've all heard about how well rested their pitchers are. How do you feel now? Does Oklahoma seem like that big, huge, daunting challenge that Ole Miss can't overcome? No. No, they do not. One win away, 27 outs away from being national champions. And I got to tell you, I mean, I know the roof is gonna come off the chuck out there. It's going to be crazy. It's going to be wild. But imagine Oxford next week, if you will.
The parade?
The national champion. Oh, my God. The parade. The team arriving. It's going to be wild. There will be as many Ole Miss fans to greet these guys when they get to town as there are in Omaha. The whole town will be there.
Would it be the most We Are Ole Miss thing ever to lose the next two? Or are we done saying that We Are Ole Miss stuff with this team? I think I'm done with it.
The We Are Ole Miss,
I'm
man.
I'm done with it.
We went 10-3 in football last year, played in the Sugar Bowl, and we're about to win a national championship in baseball.
No cocky, be humble. They're about to win a national championship in baseball. There are no jinxes in baseball. Yeah, I arrived here on Tuesday, went to the Wednesday game, and they lost. But guess what? I've now attended two games. I'm no longer the bad luck guy. And you're not the bad luck guy either, Ole Miss fan. Listening to this at home, get your ass to Omaha if you can and see your team win a title.
Hey, guys, just want to tell you this podcast. This crossover podcast is brought to you in part by S&J Custom Framing, where art is a gift of love. S&J Custom Framing is located at 1001 Van Buren Avenue in Oxford. Go see John Adams. John is the owner of S&J Custom. And let me tell you, it's the perfect place to go shopping for the Ole Miss fan. Or even for yourself, because you're Ole Miss fans as well. Ben, they've got great prints inside this store of Ole Miss football. Legendary prints, Dexter McCluster, Chad Kelly, the Mannings. You name it, and they have it at S&J Custom Framing. As well as, they can frame any Ole Miss memorabilia or non-Ole Miss memorabilia that you'd like.
great selections of mats and frames in there. John's always willing to work with you on the pricing of things as well. And before we go, let me tell you about their pottery. Peachtree Pottery, Beloved Pottery, Crossroad Pottery. Just some incredible gifts in there. Next time you're in town for the weekend and you're looking for a place to buy some Ole Miss merchandise and art, even pottery, go visit John Adams at S&J Custom Framing, 1001 Van Buren in Oxford.
This podcast is also brought to you in part by Thomas Chandler. Have you ever wondered what you're going to do for retirement, or if you're ever actually going to be able to retire? Well, if so, give my friend Thomas Chandler a call. He specializes in retirement and investment planning and loves helping people plan for their dream. And he can offer you pretty much anything you could possibly need, from mutual funds to employee benefits, college savings plans. Give him a call, 662-296-0186. That's 662-296-0186. And start taking control of your future today with Thomas Chandler. If you haven't already subscribed, rate, review this podcast on iTunes. And when you do, leave a 5-star review. I do not care what you say. Ben, you're too loud. Ben, you're too obnoxious. Ben, you keep interrupting. Whatever it might be, leave a 5-star review. This podcast can be found wherever you get your podcast. Just simply search Talk of Champions in Spotify or SoundCloud, iTunes, you name it, we're there. Stitcher, I write for the Ole Miss Spirit, OleMissSpirit.com, and affiliate of On3.com. David writes for Inside the Rebels, an affiliate of 247 Sports. Let's hear from a couple of more proud sponsors of Talk of Champions.
It's springtime in Oxford again. Who doesn't love springtime in Oxford? Flowers blooming, the squares popping. Ole Miss baseball, a little Ole Miss spring football. It's honestly one of the best times of the year, so why not enjoy it? See all the beauty that Oxford has to offer in a brand new car, truck, or Jeep. Well, if you're in the market, the only place to go, Allen Samuels Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Oxford. From new and used sales to parts and service, Allen Samuels of Oxford aims to provide a truly stellar automotive experience. And what separates them from every other dealership in Oxford, Mississippi, as Allen Samuels Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Oxford aims to address each of your needs with the utmost respect, care, and attention to detail. Most everyone who's listened to this podcast should know by now, this is the only place to go. And when you go, ask for Brian or Mason. Tell them Talk of Champions sent you. And take advantage of any one or more of the services Allen Samuels Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Oxford provides by contacting them at 662-234-8000. That's 662-234-8000. 2201 East University Avenue in Oxford, Mississippi. Allen Samuels, a proud sponsor of Talk of Champions.
BNA Bank is celebrating 125 years of local banking. For generations, BNA Bank has been a stable fixture in Northeast Mississippi, supporting and investing in our local small businesses, local schools, local community events, local charities, and so much more. At BNA Bank, we believe in our local communities, businesses, and organizations because we are a local business, too. Thank you for choosing to bank local with BNA Bank.
Here in Oxford, Mississippi, golf matters. For the Ole Miss Rebels, the casual looking to knock out a quick 18. Yes, we care about the fit when we hit the course, and PXG Apparel has something for everyone. Me? You Talk of Champions listeners know I'm a daily hat wearer, and especially at University Course or Oxford Country Club. PXG has mastered a snapback for any type of weather or occasion. My navy goes with pretty much everything. Point is, PXG has you covered for any and all golf attire, making sure the fit is right in all the right places. Made with premium materials and technology designed for peak performance, these confidence-inspiring looks invite all-day play, taking you seamlessly from a round of golf to the office to a night on the square. Elevate your style game on and off the course with the PXG Spring-Summer 2024 collection. Head over to pxg.com/TOC and use code TOC for Talk of Champions at checkout to save 10% on all apparel. That's pxg.com/TOC and use code TOC at checkout to save 10% on all apparel. There isn't much better than spring turning to summer in Oxford, Mississippi. Double Decker, the Grove Bowl, concerts at the Lyric in Vaught Hemingway Stadium, beer showers in right field at Swayze. And don't worry, Tecovas is here to make sure your fit is right as you're stepping out on the square during this festival-style season. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Stop by your local Tecovas store today. Shop new styles with a complimentary drink on the house. Many Tecovas stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. There's just no in-store experience quite like it. And if you can't make it to a store, that's okay. Check out Tecovas.com. That's Tecovas.com. Tecovas offers free shipping on all boots, free returns and exchanges too. And they ship right to your door. Head over to Tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
It's might be impossible for fans to get there now.
That's true. That's true.
Just 2 o'clock start tomorrow. Air travel sucks. All kind of flight delays.
Oh, don't I know? My wife's flight's got delayed. She's coming in. You know, tomorrow, it's not a brag or anything. I'm not trying to like be corny, but it's our 12-year wedding anniversary, and she's coming in tomorrow so we can spend it together, and we could potentially spend it watching Ole Miss win a title. It's storybook stuff.
You know, and we talk about timely hitting, Ben. In the College World Series, Ole Miss has scored 17 runs with two outs. Think about that.
Golly.
17 runs with two outs. I mean, they're forgetting it, man. I mean, this is absolutely amazing.
The only thing I'm missing is you were supposed to be here by now.
Yeah, I know. I know my plans got screwed up, and but I'm here. I'm in Oxford.
Are you going to go to Swayze for the watch party?
Oh hell yeah, absolutely. No, I didn't go tonight. I did not. I decided the AC felt a little bit better, but Jared Redding has been out there for the last 35 days now.
he just lives here now, like all the other ones, like Jake and them too. They just live here now.
Yeah. He's got a mailing address there in Omaha, and you know what I worry about though is I don't think Jared's ever washed clothes, and he's out of clothes. So.
Oh well, you know what? That's the sacrifice he can make, because it's really funny. When I got up, got onto the elevator, some Ole Miss fan was in there with me, and I don't know him. And he looks at me and he goes, "Are you sure you can be here?" To which I'm like, "The curse is broken. It's officially broken. Like I can be here for the." Yeah. And then immediately get off the elevator, and Jared goes, "Okay, you're back. Are you sure?" I'm like Jared, yeah. We're done with curses here, man. Like this is happening.
Yeah, it's over. I mean, not the series. I mean, look, let's get serious. You got a ball game to play tomorrow, and Oklahoma's not here by accident. So, you know, and if you lose tomorrow, it's anybody's bet on Monday. But the bet is Dylan DeLucia will be ready, and you know, all he's got to do is keep doing what he's been doing, And I don't think anybody's got an answer for that. But, you know, what a night to remember. Happy anniversary, by the way.
Oh, thanks, man.
For real. And y'all have a good time tomorrow. Would not it be poetic justice for Ole Miss to win a national championship on your anniversary?
I'm saying I was the bad luck guy on Tuesday. And then on Sunday, I'm just saying.
Yeah. I mean, you're going to be sky high, man.
Yeah.
I'm excited for you, and Rebel great Ben Brown got married today.
Mazel tov.
That brought a victory. You got married tomorrow, you know. Hey, that's good luck stuff.
It's all lining up.
Good luck, Charles.
I've already kind of pitched the idea. Can I ride in the parade and just, like, help be, like, the assistant shotgun beer guy if they get tossed beers? Like, I'll catch them and then hand them to Tim so he can, like, shotgun a beer.
It's going to be wild, man. It's going
to
be crazy.
Yes, they have. They have to win it. They have to win it. They have to get there. They have to win the final game and all these kind of things. Right. And we're not putting the cart before the horse. But, man, at some point with this team, take everything else out. Never has it happened like this before with an Ole Miss team, to where all of those times you waited for that inevitable gut punch that always comes with this tortured relationship, abusive relationship with Ole Miss sports, it hasn't come. And while you keep waiting on it, I'm going to just sit here and relish in what is happening, a once-in-a-lifetime thing for me, for you, for everybody listening. Ole Miss is on the precipice of winning a national championship in one of the big three sports, in arguably the second most popular sport on campus, with one of the most fervent followings, without a doubt, in the country. And they're being rewarded. And I'm telling you, if you can't get to Omaha, it's okay. Listen. What you're going to experience if they pull this off when they get home will be more than enough. Because I'm with you, It's going to be a celebration unlike any other, because if what happened today in Omaha with this crowd is any indication, this celebration ain't going to stop till football kicks off, and even then it's going to keep going. This is nuts.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, this team will be standing on the 50-yard line at the Troy game getting their rings. I mean, this is absolutely it's a major development. It is a major, major development in how we view Ole Miss sports, even to the extent of how we cover Ole Miss sports moving ahead. I mean, baseball is big. It's huge, and we know it's been big. We can tell that by how many people go to the games at Swayze. But now you elevate yourself to a totally different level, completely different level. By the way, the bridge outside the stadium is lit up red and blue. I guess because Ole Miss won the game. It's cool. But, man, Ben, your final thoughts on what they have to do tomorrow. Let me know. What do they have to do?
This is going to sound simplistic and like a cop-out. Just go kick the damn door down again. That's what you've been doing. They did it tonight. They kicked the door down over and over again. They kicked the door down. The only time I really thought that it was teetering was against Miami in Coral Gables, and they won that game. And when they won that game, something started to feel a lot different about this, the way they were playing, the confidence about them. And it was really funny because, like, I talked to Mike Clement, and he said, I saw some of the stuff about you coming or whatever. I wish you'd have stayed home, he was joking, but he totally wasn't joking. Because, again, baseball.
He wasn't joking.
And then I see Justin Bench.
He never said that.
Oh, yeah, 100%. I thought, I was like, dude, that's a joke, but it is absolutely not a joke. And I see Justin Bench, and it's the same kind of thing. He's like, yeah, I saw a lot of that stuff too, Ben. Like, you sure? He gave me that. I'm like, you sure? You're supposed to be here? And I cannot say enough about how glad I am to be here. But if you aren't able to be here, live in this moment, freeze it in time anyway, because I believe this team is going to win it, and you're not missing out. You're just joining it in a different way. You're going to be there, a part of it, and everything's going to be happening. This just feels incredible because I'm like you, man. I'm 36. You're older than me, and you've been through even worse than I have with Ole Miss stuff. And, like, I never thought I would be sitting here watching the stadium empty out after an Ole Miss win to put themselves up 1-0 in College World Series Championship Series. It's just
– yeah. And look, I'm going to give a shout-out to a guy who's not on the team but is having the time of his life right now, and that's David DeLucia. He's doing the SEC Now show from there. And, all of you at home that have been watching that, I mean, David is doing an incredible job representing Ole Miss. He has said to hell with it. He's for Ole Miss. He doesn't care. He's not trying to be unbiased. And he said so. I respect that immensely from him. And man, he's having a great time.
Tim Elko told y'all not to let the Rebs get hot. The Rebels are not just hot anymore. The Rebels.
Yeah, there were some T-shirts with that on it in the crowd tonight.
I saw somebody a T-shirt. Hey, you remember when I tried to call Jack Doherty, and I got sent a picture of someone wearing a JFD shirt in the stands. We're all in this together now, man. Like, everybody's in this together. It's, oh, my God.
Man, I tell you what, you know, feel good tonight about your Rebels. And, and I hope all you guys in Omaha don't celebrate too late because you got to get to the ballpark kind of early.
Yeah, I celebrated really too hard last night. I'm too old for this stuff, man. Too old for it. I went to like this tiki bar in the basement of a random building with a couple of friends I hadn't seen, like a bunch of my friends back home in New Albany. We're all spread out now. We finally come back together for one night only, and we go to this tiki bar. And, like, those are the moments we're talking about. All of this is the experience. If you're sitting at home, that's a part of the experience. We're going to be talking about this. If they finish it off, we're going to be talking about this and all these moments we've had for friggin' ever. It's so cool, man. It's just the coolest. We've been waiting for this. Because, you know, you said it made a really good point. Like, whenever we do coverage of Ole Miss sports, it's always about the next thing with the hope of what could potentially be a team that gets to this point. Now it's actually here, and it's different, and the experience is different, and there's nothing more special than right now as far as sports go for an Ole Miss fan, and enjoy it. I mean, this is a hell of a ride.
Yeah, and it surprised us all.
It surprised us all. And if anybody says they weren't surprised, they're lying.
And aren't Ole Miss fans used to the worst kind of surprises? Like, good surprises don't come around very often for Ole Miss.
Yeah, this has been a good surprise. Expectations for the game tomorrow, I think it's going to be a battle. But I really feel Hunter Elliott is going to do enough. He'll get seven innings, and we're going to turn it over to the pen. And shortly thereafter, there's going to be a dog pile on the mound. I do believe that's going to happen.
He's David Johnson at Rebels247 on Twitter. Inside the Rebels, 247 Sports. I'm Big Gary. Go ahead.
One other thing. I've covered one other college team to win a national championship. That was Delta State in 2004. And you could just sense it in them that they weren't going to lose. It's the same thing you feel about this team. The same thing. And I try to look at everything I cover objectively. Try not to get too emotionally involved. But the astounding work that we've seen this team do over the last month, I'm a believer. That's all I got.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Get all the Masterforce outdoor power equipment you need to maintain your yard at Menards. Own the outdoors with Masterforce 80-volt power equipment, delivering all the power of gas without the maintenance. The entire 80-volt line is powered by brushless motors for ultimate performance and productivity. From lawnmowers to leaf blowers, string trimmers, and more, find everything you need to create the lawn of your dreams with Masterforce power equipment at Menards. Save